Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Ah, what a joy it is to be able to have the Word of the living God before us, and particularly where we're studying in this Gospel of John, right at the time when Jesus was going to be crucified for our sins. It's a marvel that God loves us that much, but He does, and no matter what we've done in our life, Jesus was about to pay the price for those sins on the cross. I'm excited as we get into this study today, and just invite you to pray and ask the Lord to teach us what He'd have us to know by His Holy Spirit. Pray with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, we bow before You, knowing that this is an amazing time in the Scriptures. Lord, we're honored, we're humbled, as we read of when Jesus was led away to be crucified. And we know that the reason that He was crucified was because of us, because of our sins. So we honor You today. We give You thanks. Lord, we know this is holy and sacred ground. So we ask You to bless us with Your Holy Spirit, to guide us into all truth, and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to You. We bless You, Lord. We thank You again for Your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Place of a Skull. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, and verse 17. The Apostle John wrote how the Roman officers took Jesus and led Him away. And in chapter 19, and verse 17 of his book, John shared how Jesus, bearing His cross, went forth into a place called the Place of a Skull. Where we read, and He bearing His cross went forth into a place called the Place of a Skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. The verse reads, and He bearing His cross went forth into a place called the Place of a Skull. John began with the words, and He bearing His cross, which means, and He, Jesus, carrying, upholding, and supporting His, Jesus's well-known instrument of most cruel and ignominious punishment, borrowed by the Greeks and Romans from the Phoenicians, so unto it were affixed among the Romans, down to the time of Constantine the Great, the guiltiest criminals, particularly the basest slaves, robbers, the authors and abettors of insurrection, and occasionally in the provinces, at the arbitrary pleasure of the governors, upright and peaceable men also, and even Roman citizens themselves, went forth into a place, or emanated and left to a location, called the Place of a Skull, which means affirmed, maintained, and known as Calvary, or the Cranium. John shared how Jesus carried His cross to a location known as Calvary, which had an appearance of a cranium or skull. The verse goes on to say, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. John continued with the words, which is called in Hebrew, or that is affirmed, maintained, and known in the Hebrew or Chaldean language as Golgotha, which means skull. John shared how the name of the place where Jesus was crucified was known as Golgotha, which means skull in the Hebrew language. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn where Jesus was crucified. The place was known as Calvary or Golgotha, which means skull, because it looked like a cranium or skull. Jesus carried His cross toward the place where He would die for the sins of mankind. And because He was put to death in that place, every person who submits their life to Him as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear these words understand how Jesus went to the place of the skull on their behalf. And may they surrender their lives to Him. Next time, John shares how they crucified Him and two other with Him. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name, amen.